You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Esperando a que el sol esté a nuestro alcance, camino deseando encontrarse con alguien. Su odio matutino, su segundo nombre y algún sueño vencido lo acompañan muy bien. Lidia va con picardías y el servicio postal. Llevaba mangas largas porque así se exigía más a sus movimientos que lo integrado y el clima se desvistió en su abrigo nuevo. La magia favorita,
alright, 8 miles high, back again. No Andy this week, it's just me. It's just Nick this week. It's gonna be an abridged show today. I gotta get out here a little early. But, got some good stuff. New stuff, old stuff, some local stuff. And I get to play all the stuff that Andy doesn't let me play. Like Prefab Sprout and Scott Walker. And, no, I'm just kidding. He lets me play that stuff. But he doesn't let me play the Grateful Dead, so maybe I could do one Grateful Dead song. We'll see. All right. Here's the Birds.
I'd like to do a thing called Nashville West.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is 8 Miles High with Nick. Usually it's 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy, but Andy couldn't be here tonight. He's actually at that George Clanton show right now over at Spirit Hall. Bummed I'm missing that. There are a lot of things we can't control right now, but here's one thing we can. Make sure our kids can't get their hands on an unsecured gun. Keep guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition, because safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org, brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council. Your eyes are the windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can easily be corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more info, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. All Things Folk is dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana covering North America. Tune in Sundays 2 to 5 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Liquid means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in to Liquid Means Rewind on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step, garage, 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 jungle, and more. Hosted by Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. You just heard Big Star, their song When My Baby's Beside Me, off of their first record, number one record. Before that, Dwight Twilley Band, their song I'm on Fire, great song. Started it off with The Byrds, great live version of Clarence White's song Nashville West. That's off of the untitled, unissued album. As always, 8 Miles High is a number that you can call separate from our request line. This is a number you can call to talk to us live on the air. 412-440-8906. 412-440-8906. You can give me a call. You can make a request. We could just, we can chit-chat. You can ask me for advice, and I'll give it to you if you ask nicely. Might not be good advice, but I'll do it for free. It's cheaper than a therapist. Your local college radio station Tuesday night DJ. You don't even need healthcare for that. 412-440-8906. I think we might be hearing from a special friend later in the night. Coming up, couple new songs. Next two songs are from this guy, Jean Mignon, not the 16th century French printmaker, but the 21st century freaking awesome musician who put out like the best album ever a couple months ago called Dirty Mean Fast. Here's two songs from that album by Jean Mignon.
No thanks. I'm Thank you. Ti dico che io lo dovevo far tagliare, anzi avevo già la sega, ma lei dice no, lo tiriamo su, ecco la vedi tutti quei che abbiamo
tirarsi qui, e poi adesso andiamo avanti in tempo, non ci farò più niente in mezzo. È da fare.
Ma dillo Benedetto, io ti ringrazio.
All right, so we have a caller on the air. Caller, can you hear me?
Oh, you bet.
To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Dirk.
Dirk. It took you a while to remember your own name. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so I was named after a Longmont Potion Castle character, and I can't remember my own last name, but I remember my first name, and it is Dirk.
Oh, okay, so you could have done Dirk without the ums, but you were trying to do the full name.
Yes, I apologize. I apologize to everybody for the delay. I wanted to give my full birth name.
No,
it just wasn't happening, you know.
It's okay. Ums make for great radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also, it would have just been dead air if I didn't do the ums.
You would have just been thinking, and we would have had to just hear you think. Yeah.
Yeah. You would have heard nothing, because there's nothing going on.
We would have heard some cogs turning. Okay,
I mean,
so...
It's like, get out the WD-40.
So what's up, Dirk? How's it going?
Pretty good. All of my friends went to go see the eclipse yesterday, and I didn't. I'll tell you what I did. I got home from work.
Okay.
And I noticed that everything looked like a PS3 game outside, because everything was like that brownish tint, like all the PS3 games were. And then I was like, huh, you know, I'm what am I playing, GTA 4 right now?
It's like when you go south of the border in Breaking Bad or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, that one's a little more yellowish-brownish, but it was all brownish for me yesterday. Mm. But what I will say is, when I got home, I was standing out in my yard, like, very confused. And then my neighbor across the street was like, hey, you idiot! And he was wearing these stupid glasses. And I was like, what? And he was like, it's the eclipse, don't you know? So I guess I was the idiot there, but you know, he was the one that looked like that. Anyway, it's pretty cool, and all my friends said it was wonderful.
Wait, were you in the path of totality?
I have never been in the path of totality, but especially not yesterday. Mm. I'll tell you what I did. I put the glasses on, and I used my phone to look at the sun like a fingernail, or crescent. That's what it's called. I am told. Yeah, and I was like, "What's going on up there?" And my neighbor was like, "You really are a moron." But either way, it was pretty cool. I listened to Boredoms. They have an album about a new sun or some kind of crap.
Oh yeah, what's that called again?
It's called Vision Creation New Sun, and I would request a song from that if all the songs weren't like 7 minutes long each. I don't want to do that to the audience.
Mm.
But it was pretty good. Did you see the eclipse?
I did see the eclipse. Yeah, I drove to Edinburgh, Ohio, and I parked with my family at a Marathon gas station subway combo. And it was like the busiest that parking lot has and will ever be. I'm positive.
I'm sure. Was it like a kind of sparse area, or was it?
Oh yeah, yeah. There was like a population of like 30, but it was like the Marathon parking lot was like totally full.
So it was like a middle of the nowhere, highway stop.
Oh yeah, I had the thought that like if someone, I don't know, was on like a 2-week camping trip or something and just like totally missed the memo, on the Eclipse. It'd be very funny if they just came across a marathon parking lot that was just full of people in lawn chairs. You'd be like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, yeah. They would be like, okay, I need gas, and it's getting dark, so I should get gas. Like not knowing about the eclipse and pumping the gas, and then like suddenly a biblical miracle happens.
It was like it felt biblical. This is I saw the one in 2017 too, and it that's like the only word I can use to describe it. It feels like
so was biblically epic.
Was that
the same pass of totality or was that different?
That was in North Carolina. I saw that one. But I was on like the edge. We were like racing to get, this is probably pretty boring to listen to, but we were like racing to get into the path of totality. And we like just got on the edge. So we only had like, I don't know, maybe a minute of totality, but it's still very cool.
I mean, everybody witnessed it. Like everybody hearing this right now witnessed it. So I'm sure this is cool. Well, at least everybody listening to this right now. Hey, if you're listening to this right now, you probably saw everything get a little dark, didn't you? You know, you have Instagram. You saw other people's stuff if you didn't.
There was a guy with like a telescope looking at the sun, and I was like, I wonder if he like kept looking right after it, like the moon eclipsed the sun. If like a ray of light would have just like shot out the back of his head.
You just hear and you look over, and he's like. He's refusing to like look away from the telescope.
I would have run inside and bought him a voodoo heat, a bag of voodoo heat to make him feel better.
It's like, you sir just won the chips for the day. you hand it to him and he can't find the chips that you have right in front of him.
You could also one thing my dad pointed out was like if you just like looked at it for like 2 seconds, just like looked at the sun and then shut your eyes, you could see like the eclipse perfectly in your eyelid.
wait, your dad actually did that?
Oh yeah, he just like Trump gazed right into the sun.
Yeah. Oh, you said Trump gazed?
Yeah.
Did you see the edit where it's Super Mario 64? Like when to get the red cap, you have to look into the light in the main room.
Mm.
Somebody did an edit where it's Trump looking up, and then it goes to the level of where you get the you see it. I guess I don't know.
I got it. I had to be there. I had to be there for that one.
Yeah, it's all right. When's the next eclipse? Is it like something stupid like
the next one at least in the continental? Yeah, that's the next one in like the continental US, I think. There's one in Spain in like 2 years though.
You know what's crazy? My wife Girk.
Girk?
Yeah, I'm Dirk, she's Girk.
How cute.
Literally as I said, when is the next, she like held the phone up to me because she was probably already looking at it, which is very cool. You were okay. So I'll be 49, and she'll be 50, and you will be 58.
Me?
Yes, you.
That was a bad guess.
Psych. Oh, you'll be 48.
Oh yeah, hey, that's close.
Where's Andy?
Andy is at the George Clanton concert at Spirit Hall right now. So if you're listening to this and you want to meet Andy in person, go to Spirit Hall and find the guy with his hair parted down the middle.
Yeah, there's a
listening to Vaporwave.
There's a $50 meet and greet with a $3.50 fee, which is not elaborated on. $53.50 to see Andy.
Any requests, Dirk, before I let you go?
Let me think about that. I think I do have a request. I'll tell you what. Is it fair game if a song is 5 minutes long?
For you, that's okay.
Thank you. I'll tell you what I'm going to request.
No cursing. It can't have cursing.
I'm going to request you the shortest and best song on Boredom's album, Vision Creation, New Sun.
Classically not on Spotify. That's okay. I'll make it work.
It's not on Spotify. It is on YT. And the song is called Star. All I gotta say is, it is the best song I've heard in many years. And I listened to it yesterday, not seeing the eclipse, but being outside, watching my neighbor look at the sun with their glasses. And everything got dark. I gotta say, it's a great Eclipse album, amazing Eclipse album, and that is the best song I've heard in so freaking long.
Wow, that's high praise. I'll put that on next. Speaking of good songs, did you hear the Jean Mignon song? The two of them that I played earlier?
Is that what I was hearing right when I tuned in right before I called?
Nope, that was Chronophage.
Oh, good band.
Great band.
No, I tuned in a little later than that, unfortunately. I was calling my mother, Merck. finishing this episode of TV here.
Wait, so what's your dad's name? If your mom is Merck, I feel like your dad should be Dirk, but you're Dirk.
I am Dirk the Second.
So is he Papa, or is he Perk?
He's Papa Dirk. Yeah, he's a Perk.
Oh, he's Perk. Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. No, his real name is Dirk, but his grandchildren, i.e. my children, call him Perk, yes.
Perk.
Yeah. It's we're all very Polish, so. Yeah, that's
where that comes from. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Dirk. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
You bet. It was good talking to you, sir.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a sweet call from Dirk. I forgot to ask where he's from. I know he wasn't in the Path of Totality, so that narrows it down like 0.8% maybe. Okay, we just heard Chronophage. Two songs there, Summer to Fall, Love Torn in a Dream. Both of those are off of their self-titled album, which I highly recommend. Great band out of originally Austin, but now I think they're out of New York and Philly. Before that, Cora Puckett, his song Wait All Week off of... Oh, that's just a single. Grateful Dead, Sorry Andy, One More Saturday Night off of Europe 72, and started the set off with two songs from Jean Mignon. First one was Cause I'm Scared, second one, Me No Happy, off of Dirty Mean Fast. That album is, like, truly unbelievable. It's 7 songs, 13 minutes, 49 seconds. Perfect album, truly. Okay, here's a request from Dirk. Oh, that Grateful Dead song was a request from Elliot, so thank you, Elliot. All right, without further ado, here is Boredom's, their song, Star. I'm sorry. All right, that was Star by Boredoms. That was a request from Dirk. Thank you, Dirk. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, this next song is a request from Trick. And Trick also had a message for me to relay on the air, which I forget, sort of, but I'm going to try to remember it. I think it was, "Sir, you need to straighten up." If I butcher that, I'm so sorry. "Sir, you need to straighten up." Okay, here is Crumb, their song Balloon off of Ice Melt.
Me and my ass. And in the morning when I wake up, she may be gone, I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes, I will. Me and my arrow, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, straight up the narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow.
Alright, that's been the show for the evening. Gotta get out of here a bit early tonight. You've been listening to WRCT Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM. This has been 8 Miles High with Nick. Andy wasn't able to make it tonight, but we'll be back two people strong next Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Have a good night.
Ich bewege mich so langsam, dass ich unbeweglich aussehe. Wutbach, Wildbach, Bäche von meinem Tränen. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie. Niemand hört